Lakeland. Halloween is just days away, and while the number of active COVID-19 cases is nearly double what it was last year at the same time, Albertans have been given the go-ahead to enjoy the day, with the province's chief medical officer of health asking people to please be wise and safe. During Thursday's provincial COVID-19 update, Dr. Dina Hinshaw brought up the topic of Halloween. She noted the day as part of the joy of childhood, and said Albertans can keep that joy while also protecting their communities. A few key points she offered were to stay home if you are sick, even mild symptoms, please stay home and don't hand out candy. She noted this is not the year to have large Halloween gatherings and asked people to keep outdoor events to 20 people, while keeping social distancing in mind. If gathering indoors, those who have been immunized can have up to 10 people, from two households. No indoor gatherings are allowed for non-immunized adults. Hinshaw also recommends that people wear proper medical masks while out trick-or-treating and also while handing out candy. For those handing out treats, Hinshaw also recommends contactless pickup, or the use of tongs, to reduce the amount of contact between people. She added that last year, Albertans were innovative in how they approached the day, and she encourages people to once again have fun with it this year. While our numbers have been falling, we still have a long way to go, said Hinshaw, when speaking to the number of active cases of the respiratory virus in Alberta. St. Paul this year set trick-or-treating hours within the town of St. Paul will once again be from 5 to 8 p.m. in 2018. Town Council opted to move toward a 3-hour time frame for trick-or-treating, rather than 2 hours, to accommodate residents' concerns and working parents. In 2019, Council passed a motion, approve the Halloween trick-or-treat hours from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on October 31st for each calendar year. Then, in 2020, a couple points were added, encouraging people to leave their front lights on if they were handing out candy, and also encouraging people to be respectful toward those not participating in Halloween, as well as asking people to wear masks and follow social distancing protocols while trick-or-treating. This year, Halloween will look similar to last year, with the same tips being offered by the town of St. Paul. The town of St. Paul FCSS is once again hosting a safe and sweet Halloween on October 31st. The event, sponsored by local businesses, will include a 5 to 7 p.m. drive-through treat bag pickup at the Rec Center. Also, a 3:30 p.m. showing of Beetlejuice is being held at the Elite Movie Theater. There is limited seating available. For more information on the safe and sweet Halloween, call the FCSS office at 780-614-5311. Bonnyville. The town of Bonnyville is also encouraging residents who decide to participate in Halloween activities to do so safely. We encourage any trick-or-treaters or groups organizing events to follow the provincial restrictions. Alberta's chief medical officer of health outlined how to celebrate safely this year, and we hope everyone takes a look at these tips before heading out this October 31st, says Robin Henry, communications coordinator with the town of Bonnyville. And while COVID-19 is still a concern this year, the town would also like to remind trick-or-treaters to be careful while out on the hunt for candy. Be aware of traffic in the neighborhood you're in, add reflective strips to your costume when possible, and stay with your family cohort, says Henry. The town office has been getting calls from parents asking about the Halloween curfew. Our Halloween bylaw does ask that children under the age of 16 have a parent accompany them after 7 p.m. as residents have seen in years past. Most trick-or-treaters have already started counting their spoils by this time, says Henry. Other events taking place in the community include the RCMP Safe Halloween Program. The event offers treats and the chance to see the victim services dogs, Odie and Romeo. The event runs from 3 to 6 p.m. on October 31st at the Bonnyville RCMP Detachment. Lac La Biche County on Sunday, wearing a mask won't be such a big concern for many people in the community, as Halloween will take over local neighborhoods. Leading up to the spooky night of costumes, masks, candies and treats, municipal officials say following COVID safety measures will make the second Halloween of the global pandemic less scary. We all need to keep in mind the Alberta health restrictions, says Lac La Biche County Communications Manager Jihad Mograbi, explaining that the annual spooktacular events have been cancelled at the Bold Centre. In past years, the municipality has hosted a fun afternoon of children and family events, including costume contests, family photos and bouncy castles. This year we are doing virtual events and activities, he said, directing community members to the Bold Center social media pages for online fun and games that include a costume photo contest, activity kits and puzzles. We are trying to do what we can to keep residents as safe as we can, said Mograbi. As for neighborhood trick and treating, he says the municipality has no specific information other than the provincial health mandates in place, and advises the public to continue using common sense. He said community peace officers will be issuing safety tips, both COVID and Halloween related, through social media pages in the coming days. Because October 31st falls on a Sunday this year, many downtown Lac La Biche businesses will not be open for the normal visits from costumed youngsters.